Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my strong rock for a house of defense, to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord of truth. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by Him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world. His own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? He confessed, I am not the Christ. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Elijah. Why do you baptize if you be not the Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John said, I baptize with water, but there stands among you whom you know not. He it is who coming after me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. The next day John saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Two disciples, Andrew and Peter, heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. The day following, Jesus would go into Galilee and found Philip and said to him, Follow me. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael said to him, Whence do you know me? Jesus answered, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered, Rabbi, you are the king of Israel. Jesus said, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe? You shall see greater things than these. Verily, verily, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. There was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Both Jesus and his disciples were called to the marriage. His mother said to Jesus, They have no wine. There were six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing two or three firkins apiece. Jesus said to them, Fill the water pots with water. They filled them to the brim. Jesus said, "Draw out now and bear to the governor of the feast." When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. He said, "Every man at the beginning sets forth good wine, but you have kept the good wine until now." After this, at Jerusalem, Jesus went to the temple and found those that sold oxen, sheep, and doves, and the changers of money. When he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, saying, "Take these things hence. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." The Jews asked, "What sign do you show us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, 46 years was this temple in building, and you will rear it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.